From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, San Francisco sues the state of California over the issue of gay marriage. But our lead today comes from Iran, where parliamentary elections are being held. Reformers called for a voter boycott because powerful religious conservatives have prevented thousands of moderate candidates from running. From Tehran, Borzu Daragahi has this report.
At a polling station in the deep south of Tehran, conservative supporters of Iran's clerical regime turn out to vote in droves. Ghulama Taghizadeh is a merchant. It's important to vote, he says, and show Iran's enemies that Iranians have blood in their veins. I don't belong to any political group or faction. I'm a supporter of God. Last month, a conservative watchdog called the Council of Guardians barred thousands of liberal candidates from running in today's elections. Hundreds more allowed to run withdrew in protest. Many called for a boycott. They sent messages via the internet or by cell phone. As a result, the polls today were devoid of reformists, liberals, and opponents of the clerical regime. Most of those who gave Iran's reformist president Mohammad Khatami three-quarters of the vote in the 2000 presidential elections stayed away. Amir Farmani is a public works engineer who spent the day shopping with his family. I'd like a system, he says, like France or England, where anyone can vote for anyone. And there shouldn't be propaganda on the television for one specific group. The Council of Guardians is bull. Ali Beheshti is a representative of the Council of Guardians. Watching over a polling center, he says those who don't plan to vote are violating the national trust. Iranians, he says, are all part of one family. There are times in a family, he says, when there are differences of opinion between a brother and sister. We have to tolerate each other, and to the extent that we can, save the family. But increasingly, Iranians of different political stripes are growing less, not more tolerant of each other. For NPR News, this is Borzu Daragahi in Tehran.